From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson announced a sweeping financial package tonight. It's designed to shore up the country's ailing mortgage giants, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The measures would allow the government to lend money to the two companies and to buy their stock, if necessary. NPR's Jim Zaroli joins me now from New York. Jim, give us the nuts and bolts of this plan.
This was a three-part plan that the Treasury Department announced. For one thing, it's going to temporarily increase the line of credit that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have access to. The Treasury Department said it has to determine the terms of this, but they will be able to borrow more money, essentially. They will also the Treasury Department said it will be, if needed, willing to purchase equity shares in the company, which is just another way of funneling capital to them if they need it.
And number three?
And finally, the Treasury Department said that the Federal Reserve will be given a consultative role in determining the capital requirements that these companies work under, which is just a way, I think, of giving the Fed more of an oversight role of these companies.
Jim, last week was a nightmare for these two companies, and together, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac hold $5 trillion worth of mortgages. I mean, trillions. So concerns about their solvency sent the stock prices plummeting, and how does this plan affect that?
Well, it was a really bad week for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They saw their share price go down a lot. There's just been kind of an erosion of confidence. What I think this does is that this is an attempt by the government to get out early on this problem and before the financial markets open tomorrow, and just kind of send a message to people that the problems that people think these companies have are maybe overblown. You can still invest in them. They're still going to be guaranteeing mortgages. You don't have to worry about that. The housing finance industry is not going to fall apart. So I think that's why they're doing that now. And it's a psychological game. It's a confidence game. They're trying to stop this diminishing of faith in these institutions.
I know Freddie Mac has an auction of securities tomorrow. These companies often do these auctions, but this one in particular is important. Yes.
In this case, timing is everything. Just because of what's happened in the past week, people are will look at this sale as kind of a barometer of how secure the companies are. You know, if the sale goes well, if investors come in and are willing to buy these securities, it sends a kind of a signal that, you know, well, these institutions are regaining their footing, things won't be so bad. If the sale is disappointing, it would have the opposite effect. It would it would hurt confidence, it would send the share price down, and that would really be devastating because, as I said, these companies are just, you know, pivotal to the mortgage industry.
NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York. Thanks very much, Jim.
You're welcome.